For a PAC that brought in only $1,004 in donations last year, Progress Kentucky has a high profile. And for an organization with the sole intent of unseating a powerful Republican, the group doesn't have many fans in the Democratic Party. Take Jacob Conway. He's a member of the executive board of the Jefferson County Democratic Party. We approached him on the secret recording story, and he told us that Progress Kentucky members bragged to him about making the tape. He's no fan of the group or their status. He calls them
so-called super PAC, Progress Kentucky.
Conway says he was willing to talk to us in part to protect his party. He shares Progress Kentucky's goals, but thinks the group is too inexperienced. The nation first saw this when Progress Kentucky tweeted about Senator McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, and her ethnicity. McConnell used the incident in an ad. He even brought up Progress Kentucky this week, hinting that the secret recording could have been their handiwork. Turns out he was right. And Conway says having a local organization tied to these kinds of antics hurts the party and makes McConnell's campaign easier.
You know, they're on the right side of the issues. They're on the right side. Their heart's in the right place. But, you know, I just thought it was a stupid amateur hour mistake that this group has become, unfortunately, notorious for.
After the Chao tweets, many Democrats who had supported Progress Kentucky distanced themselves from the group. And Curtis Morrison, who Conway says helped make the recording, resigned as a volunteer. Now the PAC's founder, Sean Riley, seems to be distancing himself from Morrison. In a press conference with WHAS 11, Riley's attorney said if anyone is guilty of criminal activity, it's Morrison. But is the recording illegal? Eavesdropping is a Class D felony in Kentucky. Riley disputes the reported accounts of how it happened, but most sources agree. McConnell was recorded through a ventilated door by someone standing in a hallway of an office building. Louisville criminal defense attorney Brendan McLeod says if the parties could be heard with the naked ear, then he doesn't think that would be eavesdropping.
Now, if you had something that was super sensitive to, I guess, lower decibels, and, you know, that's something the human ear couldn't hear, and the whole object of the meeting was that it was privacy and it wasn't to be heard or recorded, and you use this device, that could probably be considered and fall under the guise of eavesdrop.
And what about the content of the tape? In the recording, McConnell and his aides could be heard discussing strategies for attacking then-potential Democratic Senate candidate Ashley Judd. They brought up her mental health history and discussed exploiting the bouts of depression Judd details in her memoir. Conway says that's standard McConnell strategy, and the tape shows this.
By lumping their poor mistakes, their poor planning, their bad behavior into that of two organizations, the state party and the local party, with which they are in no way, shape, or form affiliated in any way, shape, or form. They're not even precinct captains. That serves his purpose, because when we do get a candidate, then, hey, we're all carrying the stink of Progress Kentucky.
But while the surreptitiousness of the recording and the decision to release it through Mother Jones Magazine drew parallels to the infamous 47% video that dogged former GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney, the McConnell tape has been overshadowed by the controversy, and it's given the GOP leader a new target for his attacks, even if it's one he's aimed at before. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Gabe Bullard.